Hi, I'm Terry Gilbert, director of the River City Community Center, and tonight I am reading The Boy Who Cried Wolf. The boy herded the flock up the hillside, swinging his bag on his back and whistling to himself. Day after day he watched over the sheep on the hill, sometimes daydreaming, sometimes singing, always longing for the hustle and bustle of the city rather than the lonely hills of his home. But today was going to be different. He had a brilliant trick in mind. No more boredom for him. He was going to make today exciting. The boy waited until he reached the very top of the hill, standing on a rock above the grazing sheep. Then he opened his mouth and shouted as loud as he could, "Wolf! Help! There's a wolf on the hill!" And he pulled his horn from his bag and blew on it. The villagers heard the cries. "A wolf?" they gulped. "Run! Run for the hills! We must save our sheep!" They came puffing and pounding up the hill, old men and boys, young girls and wives, waving sticks and brooms, rakes and rolling pins, anything they could find. When they reached the top, they looked around. "Where's the wolf?" they cried. The boy laughed and laughed. "There is no wolf," he replied. "I tricked you. Hee hee hee. I tricked you all. You look so funny, panting up the hill." He broke off to laugh some more. The villagers were not happy. "Don't do that again," the men scolded. "Bad boy," said the women, wagging their fingers at him. And they stomped, one and all, back down the hill. The boy waited until they were right at the very bottom. Then, with a sly smile, he climbed on his rock again and shouted, "Help, wolf! There really is a wolf this time. Please come." And he blew even louder and harder on his horn. The villagers heard the urgency in his voice. "There really must be a wolf this time," they said to each other. Once again, they turned and ran up the hill, puffing and panting till they reached the top. The boy laughed and laughed until tears ran down his face. "I did it again," he cried, jumping up and down. "I tricked you. I tricked you." "We'll not believe you a third time," said the villagers before they took off for home. But the boy was too busy congratulating himself to listen. He had just settled back against a tree, an apple in his hand, when he heard a stealthy pad, pad, padding noise on the soft earth and the sound of twigs snapping underfoot. He looked up to see a large black wolf creeping out from behind a bush. He jumped up with a start. "A wolf," he whispered to himself, "a real wolf." With trembling hands, he reached for his horn and blew on it as hard as he could. "Wolf! Wolf!" he cried again and again, but no one came. His voice was soon hoarse from shouting, but no villagers appeared on the brow of the hill. The boy could only watch in horror as the wolf devoured some sheep and scattered the rest across the hills. As night fell, the boy slunk back down the hill, bringing no sheep behind him. "Where is our flock? What have you done with our sheep?" demanded the villagers. "A wolf came," sobbed the boy. "I called for you. Why didn't you come?" "How could we know you were telling the truth?" the villagers replied. "You had tricked us twice before." The boy hung his head in shame. "I'll never cry wolf again," he said. The moral of this story is, no one believes a liar, even when he tells the truth.